Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, and my co-host, Bruce McGowan, is not feeling well today. But we will have a guest on in the next segment, Aaron Lautman, who is a strength training coach. And we're going to talk about injuries and all that kind of fun stuff. Let's see here. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. We're going to see if Aaron will know all of the answers to this to these questions. They're a little bit esoteric, but we'll see how well he does. You can listen to Sports Econ 101 on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Sports Byline USA, CRN, and many hundreds of stations across the country. Today's trivia theme is baseball, and as I understand it, Aaron used to play a shortstop after in high school and in college, and we'll ask him a little bit about his career and then how he got into being a strength training coach. Also, in the show, we're going to cover that the greatest signed baseball ever sells for a record amount. We're going to talk about how much and what kind of players are on there. Denver Broncos fans started a GoFundMe fund to get rid of a quarterback, and I think this is pretty funny. We'll talk about this. Rob Gronkowski just started now dipping into his NFL salary. He was living off his endorsements. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then also Jose Arena from the Marlins hitting Braves Acuna. We'll talk a little bit about that and see what Aaron thinks about that with the injuries and all that. All right, so this segment of Sports Econ 101 is sponsored by Pacific Private Money, providing mortgage investments that are still currently yielding over 7.5%, even in today's market, secured by real estate, mostly in California, but they do have a couple of pieces outside of California. It doesn't get any more conservative than that. You really need to check them out at PacificPrivateMoney.com. They also have another website called PrivateMoneyLoans.com where you can purchase loans right off the website. Just register with them and check them out. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host. Bruce McGowan is off today, but we do have a special guest, Aaron Lautman, who is a strength training coach. Aaron, welcome to Sports Econ 101.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Okay, so first of all, give us a little bit about your background.
Okay, my background in general has been sports growing up my whole life, right? Okay. My dad put a bat in my hand and a tennis racket in my hand when I was probably three tops. All right. And been playing sports ever since, all the sports.
And were you hitting the ball 150 miles an hour at age two?
I believe my exit velocity when I was 2 to 3 years old was about 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Not quite 120 like Judge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 3 or 4 miles an hour.
Or tennis, either.
Right? I think I was serving about -4 miles per hour on the miles per hour machine.
Well, it's kind of funny. I think about Tiger Woods and watching him on the Mike Douglas show when he was 3 years old. And they had him on because even at 3 years old, you could see how good he was going to be.
Yeah, he was sinking putts.
Yeah.
And just like 6 to 10 feet out.
Yeah. And then also just driving the ball.
Yeah.
And they had little clubs. It was awesome. Okay, go ahead.
So, progressing through high school, playing sports, get to college, and hurt my back squatting. And I believe, we had our strength.
Now doing squats.
Doing squats.
How much weight did you have on there?
It's embarrassing. I think it was maybe 135.
Okay, but, it depends. I mean, if you do it the wrong way and et cetera, you can easily hurt your back
You can get hurt doing your body weight.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure I dropped in, went to stand up, there goes the back. So for 2 years in college, I actually slept on a floor.
With just a carpet and that's it?
Yeah, just like carpet, blanket, and pillow.
I mean, that was the only thing that was comfortable?
Yeah, if I slept on a bed, I couldn't bend at the waist. So fielding a ground ball, I was doing it Little League style at times with like one knee down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kind of just like hockey goalie.
I've had back problems myself, so I'm feeling it now when you're talking. Go ahead.
It's a pretty brutal thing to hurt your back.
Did you herniate a disc or
no? It was just muscular.
Oh.
And this is This is probably about to date myself.
It's okay.
15-ish years ago.
Okay.
And so it was, we were advanced a little bit in the strength and the recovery, but nothing compared to where we are today. And so I think it was...
Okay, so let me stop you for a second. What's changed so much from 15 years ago to today?
I think the emphasis on recovery and injury...
okay.
I guess prevention.
Okay.
So back in the day, you know, you jump on the trainer table and they would do ultrasound.
Okay.
You know, they would do the heat creams. But I feel like the advanced of, you know, tissue massage, and I think really the prehab was more advanced.
Yeah, rather than throwing the Band-Aid on afterwards.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't think we recovered well. And I think a lot of times as athletes, you want to push through.
Well, also part of it, I always think, is if you don't push through, there was always the idea that someone else is going to take your job.
There's a next guy up mentality.
Yeah.
Every level, from Little League to the pros, and you don't want to lose your spot.
No, and if some guy shows that he can play at least as well, I mean, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, I understand.
So you push through it, and you do the best you can, and then during the off season, you try and recover.
Okay.
So when I got out of college and I was done with baseball, you don't know what you want to do. I went back to grad school and thought, all right, well, maybe I'll teach kids at all levels and ages to move properly. So I did physical education, got my K-12 credential, which is madness. So I wanted a little bit more of a personal one-on-one situation where I can really delve in and try and keep athletes from getting hurt, keep them on a field, teach them proper movement from a younger age. So as they progressed, at least they'd have a better idea of how am I supposed to move? What am I supposed to feel? And if things are awry in my body, at least I can tell somebody like this doesn't feel right.
So what did you know, what kind of education did you get to move you to that level?
Right. So I got my undergrad in exercise science, physical education, and a minor in health.
Okay.
Then my graduate was the K-12 teacher credential, and I went through the master's program for kinesiology at San Francisco State.
Okay. Because over time, like you said, 15 years ago, the science was X. And then I guess what experimentation happened and people kind of started realizing, you know, hey, if we do things a little differently, we can prevent or, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it kind of experimentation a little bit?
It's a combination of advancements in medicine in general. Okay. Like we've advanced in medicine in all aspects, from doctors, from surgery, sports medicine, as far as, you know, all the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we also, you know, we advanced as far as how we move biomechanically.
Okay. And also the medication for recovery, too.
Right. Okay. They've come up with brand new tools, brand new massage therapy that you can do, like self-myofascial release, where you're basically giving yourself a deep tissue massage with lacrosse balls or these gadgets that you know, stick over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those.
Exactly.
I like it. I can give myself a nice little deep tissue massage because I know exactly where I need it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to a Brookstone, and they have a bajillion
little
massage tools that you can use, and they're... Some are funky and some are legit.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And then throughout the course of the career, you pick up certifications, right? So I can, you know, TRX and USA Olympic Weightlifting Level 1, pre- and postnatal. I got my EMT through Cal Fire. So I've tried to diversify myself in a lot of different modalities to make sure that whoever comes my way.
Gotcha. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be just sports. Could be firefighters.
Anybody.
Right? Police, gotcha.
Anybody.
Okay.
Because I don't have my own place, right? So it's not like I have a boot camp gym.
Yeah.
I go to different locations and work with different kinds of people.
Okay. What are the biggest injury or what are the most common injuries you're seeing in the workplace?
In the workplace, it's going to be lower back, knees, and neck.
And the knees, is it just the lack of lifting correctly?
I think it's a combination of two things. We sit. Most people sit all day long.
Yeah.
And that causes a lot of imbalances in posture.
Okay.
Right? So we're hunched over at the shoulders, we're bent at the waist, and, you know, we're
I feel like I have to do good posture now while I'm talking to you, you know?
Now sit up straight, Edward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so when we start either exercising, people go on runs because they're easy and they're free and it's beautiful in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And we have a lack of mobility in our hips. We have a lack of strength in our hamstrings and glutes because they're very specific and because everybody, that's a huge generality, but most people are quad dominant.
Yeah.
They lack that strength, posterior chain, glutes and hamstrings. And
That's me.
Yeah. And the quads are more likely to, you know, to pull on the knees.
Okay.
As you run, the quads get more tight.
Yeah.
And the hip gets shorter to the knee and the quads get more tight.
So is the first thing you try to get people to do is stretch? I mean, before and after? You tell me.
Different kinds of mobility.
Okay.
So anything from static stretching to dynamic stretching to foam rolling, some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Some
oh,
of those gad. Yeah.
Oh, man. Those. I cringe when I think about the IT bands yes. with those foam rollers. That little foam roller it just gets me.
Every time.
Yeah. It's tough.
And doesn't matter how much you roll, you will find another little knot. And I've seen people sweat more during foam rolling than my workout, which is
sweat from pain.
Just pain. Just pain, it's a brutal thing we do to ourselves.
I know, it's funny. My daughter sometimes. She's in college now, but every once in a while, I'll sit and watch TV, and I'll just kind of go, you know, I'll just poke her a little bit. I'll say, "IT bands." She'll go, "No, not my IT bands." You know?
Yeah.
Tell you what, hey, we're gonna cut to a commercial break. We're gonna ask a trivia question here. All right, so we're talking old baseball now. Who replaced Judge Landis as commissioner upon his death? If you remember Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, I think that was his name. He came in because of the 1919 Black Sox scandal. And so he was, I believe he was the first commissioner. So here's the question, basically. It was who replaced him? Who was the second commissioner? All right? You might know the name. You might know the name,
yeah.
But don't answer it now.
Am I going to try?
Okay. Email edward@sportsecon101.com, the answer to that question, and don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host. Our special guest, Aaron Lautman. Bruce is off today. Here is our first trivia question. Who replaced Judge Landis as commissioner upon his death? And the answer is Albert Chandler. Happy Chandler? Remember the name Happy Chandler? It's kind of a hard question. Bruce, if Bruce was here, I'm sure he would have just spit out the answer.
Yeah, not me.
All right, so Aaron Lautman, who is a strength training coach. We were just starting to talk about this in the last segment. Let's move on to different sports, different athletes are going to need different kinds of strength training, I would presume.
Yes.
What kind of setups do you have? You know, what do you do for
that? Right, so everybody needs the basics, right? So we all need mobility, and we all need flexibility, and we all need our basic posture and strength throughout the, you know, full body.
Okay.
But if we're talking about the professional cyclists that I work with,
okay,
they're completely different than my baseball player.
Yep.
Right. So for a cyclist, we want everything to be unstable.
Unstable.
Everything unstable.
Meaning
so we're using Bosu balls, which is that funky half dome ball where part of it's
balance.
Blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then the under part is black.
Yeah.
And on either side, it's going to be completely unstable. So we use those for deadlifts, right? So if you're going to do a single leg deadlift on the ground, you're planted on the ground.
Okay.
And it's hard enough. But if we throw you on the bottom of the Bosu, on the black portion of it, you're going to become completely unstable.
Yeah.
And now all the little joints and micro muscles in your ankles, your knees, and your hip are going to have to fire.
Yeah, because I remember hearing that, you know, there's so many of these little muscles that people don't even get a chance to really exercise.
Right, because when we do our big compound movements, your squats and your deadlifts and your push-ups and your overhead press, you're going to focus more on the larger muscles, right? So you're going to focus on quads and glutes and hamstrings, delts, the pecs, the chest, the back, the lats. When you put yourself in an unstable position, you give the rest of the connective tissue around the joints an opportunity to really fire.
Gotcha.
And
So you take the Bosu ball and you turn it upside down.
Yes. And now the blue part is on the ground,
which is the soft part.
Yes.
Which again, it's very, very wobbly.
Very wobbly.
And is the idea? I know there's some exercises where you stand on it and you're just balancing yourself.
Right.
But on a, what'd you say, a one leg deadlift?
A single leg deadlift. So you're gonna put your foot smack in the middle
of the
bottom of it.
Yep.
And you're basically just trying to flamingo.
Flamingo.
You're gonna flamingo yourself towards the ground. So the leg that's off the ball comes up and your body moves towards the floor. So now you're in like a tabletop.
Yeah.
While you're trying to stabilize yourself on one foot.
Wow.
And just, you know, that's a very...
Without any weight.
To start.
I know. I'm getting wobbly. I'm falling out of my chair just thinking about the... Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm thinking, I mean, you step in the middle of that thing and it's still wobbly.
It's still wobbly. Just standing there is wobbly.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing that happens in your body from the first set to the second set, you can't stand on it to now you can almost perform the movement full.
And is it just your brain getting acclimated to, I mean, I know your muscles have to, but you know, your brain has to,
of course,
acclimate to that.
So it's all right. It's your whole neurological pathways from brain telling your leg, we have to balance. I don't want to fall.
Yeah.
And then it's all these little micro muscles and connective tissues in the joints that for the most part don't get any real activity throughout the day. They have to understand what to do to keep themselves stable, to keep you up.
I would like to have like a bunch of foam around so that I can just like fall anytime.
One of those huge foam pits that those half pipe snowboarders use.
Yeah,
exactly. Just keep it all around you.
So you put your foot right in the middle, and you're are you trying to originally balance on the one foot, or are you just one leg is on the, or one knee is on the ground while
You're just standing there. So you're just standing there like a flamingo. And that's just, that's something basic, right? We do lots of other things with BOSU. There are bongo boards, revolution boards. There looks like a skateboard.
Yeah.
And it has the cylinder that you put under the board.
One cylinder.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just
balancing, yeah.
You're just skating back and forth on it. And the same thing, to get on it.
Yeah, just to get it. Well, I was going to say, if you, like a teeter-totter.
It's a teeter-totter.
Can you do that? That you put on the ground on one so that your leg or your foot is on the ground on one of them.
Yes.
And then you put your foot on the other one up.
Yes.
And you just shift your weight. That's how you
do it? It's all about finding your center.
Yeah,
right?
You can't just jump on it.
No, you can if you want a trip to the hospital. If you don't like your wrists, just hop on.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Like for skateboarders, rollerbladers.
Yeah.
I mean, they've
got snowboarders.
But I mean, snowboarders, I mean, you land in the snow, but I mean, yeah, you can break your wrist, but I'm just thinking from your wrist standpoint.
You ever catch a back edge on a snowboard?
No. I've only gone skiing.
You catch a back edge and you go straight back. The first thing you do is you put your hand out to brace yourself.
Oh, gotcha.
And a lot of times you land on that wrist.
Yeah.
And depending on how strong you are or how you land or how fast you are going, sprain, break.
Okay, so that brings me to this. That is it true that because there's less blood flow going to ankles, that's you're going to see a lot more injuries on the ankles? Or anywhere where there's less blood going through, you know what I mean?
Yes. It depends on the injury. And more so, I believe, with recovery. Because blood flow is the key to recovery.
Gotcha.
So if you have less blood flow to where you've hurt yourself, you're going to have less of the nutrients, less of the oxygen. You're going to have a lot less blood into that area, and it's going to recover much slower.
Well, like I'm thinking like with basketball.
Right.
I mean, I really did a number on mine when I was 34, where I literally tore all the ligaments, cartilage, and tendons. I mean, it was just awful. You don't see it quite as bad with the pro basketball players, but you do see it where they turn that ankle. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, like, what can they realistically do other than put a brace that's so strong, but then they won't have the mobility?
Right. Well, I think shoe design has played a huge role. I mean, basketball players just use the word Chuck Taylors, which are super flimsy throughout the entire ankle support. They have that, firm bottom.
Yeah.
But there's no ankle support. So
is it just so that they can, the mobility is the reason why they have those kind?
I think, back in the day, I just don't know if
they didn't have high tops.
I don't think designers were really concerned with injury and ankles but now basketball players are so strong, they're so fast, and they're so agile that companies like the big brands, they need to develop shoes and braces that are really, really dialed in, especially with ankles, to give as much support as possible for the cutting.
Yeah, exactly. But then they still have to have enough flexibility so that they can run. Otherwise, they'll look like a mummy running up and down the court.
Yes.
You can't have that. What's the worst injury you've seen?
From myself or from...
Okay, we'll talk about yourself and then talk... Well, go ahead, talk about yourself.
Okay, so my worst injury is an embarrassing one.
Okay.
About 12 years old. Street football in New York, going out for a pass. I don't think I remember seeing this van in the street, but the quarterback still didn't need to throw it in that direction.
And it was in the middle of the street.
So it's parked on the side, and it was a perfect throw.
Yeah.
He led me right into that van.
Well, when we were kids, the idea was you go in between two vehicles so that the defender could barely get a shot at you. Okay.
Thankfully, it wasn't moving, but I went full tilt in the air into the back of this van, and that is the last thing I remember.
Wait, in the air?
I jumped for the ball.
You jumped for the ball. If the van wasn't there, weren't you still playing on the road, on cement? Or?
Well, I didn't lay out, right? So I just I just leaped kind of vertically straight up.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right, so I catch the ball.
Yeah.
And then lights out.
Lights out.
Lights out.
The most important thing, did you hold on to the ball?
Apparently I did. So,
That's impressive.
Score six for me.
Yeah.
But the craziest thing was so I come to, I get carried out of the street, and the worst part was it wasn't my head, even though I had an egg coming out past the brim of my hat.
Uh-huh.
I was in the air, and I hit the bumper with stuff, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't move.
Private parts?
The private parts. Oh. Right on the bumper.
Oh, that's got a spot.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much the brain will tell you to forget about one injury and and move that attention right to another. Because I wasn't thinking about my head.
No, I being a guy, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so that was my worst.
Okay, what have you seen from people you've worked with?
So from people that I work with, it's really basic sprains and strains and micro to minor tears of, you know, a cyclist that gets thrown from the handlebars.
Oh yeah.
Puts the arm out to brace themselves and you get a pull or something in the shoulder and now you're back to square one. Some
so
rehab drills.
Are most people seeing you prior to injury, or are they most people seeing you, okay, I've got this injury, how do I get better?
Both. So I've worked with people that some of the athletes, they'll be doing their sport and they tweak something and we have to kind of get them back to strength, full strength again. And then I've had people that I've specifically seen, you know, they'll be in a walking boot, they have Achilles tendinosis.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to rehab them back to being able to not even be in a boot so they can continue to run, because that's their passion. That's their
gotcha.
Bliss.
All right. Tell you what. Believe it or not, cutting to another commercial break. It does go fast.
It does.
All right, talking baseball here. What war veteran returned from war and hit a home run that gave his team a pennant on the final day of the season? Yeah, that's our trivia question. You have to go back in a little bit in time on this. 4 out of 4 and 5. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com that question. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with our special guest, Aaron Lautman. Bruce McGowan is not feeling well today, that rascal. Well, he'll be back next week. Second trivia question was, what war veteran returned from war and hit a home run that gave his team a pennant on the final day of the season?
I want to say Ted Williams.
I mean, no, that's what I would have thought, too.
Right.
You know, because you know he went to war twice.
Yes.
Right? Actually, it was Hank Greenberg in 1945 for the Tigers over the Braves.
All right.
I was going to say, not necessarily a trick question, but one that you wouldn't have thought the answer.
No,
to.
I would have never said Hank Greenberg.
I know. Ever. That would have tough. Because I was thinking Hank Greenberg, I keep thinking of him in the 30s, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's right. He played through the 40s. It was 33, I think, was his big year. But anyway. So in the studio here, we have Aaron Lautman, who is a strength training coach. And Aaron, do people ever like call you on the phone and say, can you help me? Or do you have to see them in person?
Initially, you can call.
Okay. Right?
You can call and say, most of the people that I work with are through referrals. I've helped somebody or I've worked with a team or a specific athlete and somebody goes, you got to work with this guy if you have this or that. So initially you get a phone call and it's, I have my son or I'm trying to train for this, or this is my injury. And then we can go over it together on the phone. But everything that we're going to do as far as either rehab or working out or the training programs, I would much prefer to see the person in person.
Of course. Yeah. It's like a doctor trying to analyze something without taking a look at it.
I know. You know, I have to see how you move. I have to see, you know, you might think that the injury is one thing, but a lot of injuries are stemming from something else.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
You know, your knee might be hurting, but it could be that your hamstrings are really tight. And so we strengthen the hamstring, tension off of the quad, and now the knee pain gets relieved.
And then how... if for some reason the audience has, you know, I know the people in New Hampshire, you know, we're going to, how am I going to call this guy who's in California? But who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, how do people get a hold of you? Generally?
My cell phone or my email.
Okay. Why don't you give out both?
Okay. So my email is my first and last name. It's aaronlautman17@gmail.com. So it's aaronlautman17@gmail.
Does that mean that there were a lot of Aaron Lautman's out there, and it took a while to find
one. There were apparently 16 other Aaron
Lautman. He's kept going number one, number two.
No. It was 17 was my number in college.
Oh, gotcha. That was my number on my softball team.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't think Aaron Lautman was long enough, so I figured some more on top.
Okay, and then if a cell phone if people want.
Yeah, so if you want to give me a call, my cell phone's 925-895-6566. That is my personal phone number, so you don't have to, you know, you can leave the email. I pick up for most of the calls and, feel free to get in touch if you have any, even if you just have questions.
Sure.
Reach out.
Do you have other, colleagues like or around, you know, let's say out of state who you work with?
I don't.
You don't?
Okay. No.
Okay.
I've just kind of done my own thing. Okay.
But the nice thing is somebody in New York or something calls you, you could say, okay, you know, it sounds like what you're telling me is X.
Yes.
And then when you go see a strength training coach or an orthopedist or whoever, you might want to have them look at this. Yeah, fair enough. You know, because you're not being a doctor. You're just kind of giving your...
I am absolutely not a doctor.
No, you're just giving your professional opinion.
Yes, but I've had enough tweaks and enough little injuries, and I've done almost every program I can, you know, I've found under the sun as far as strength and conditioning. So I've seen what I've done to myself. I've fixed myself, and I've seen tons and tons of athletes, and I have a general idea of...
And that's what I want to get at, is how did you get hooked up with working with athletes?
Being an athlete myself. Mm-hmm. And then when you live in the Bay Area, everybody's an athlete, right? So you have your cyclists, you have your runners, you have your hikers, you have your surfers, your paddleboarders, your skiers.
But how did you like attract them? I mean, people can't see you except for living this, streaming this live, yeah, on YouTube. But for those in the audience, Aaron is in very good shape. You kind of look like. You look like, I don't want to say exactly like a bodybuilder, not on steroids, because I've seen, I know the difference between them, you know, and I can tell you don't do steroids, but you are in good shape, you know. So the thing is, you know, people kind of look, hey, how'd you get in good shape?
Right.
That sort of thing.
So I had a gym in Mill Valley for about a year, and we had an ex-pro road cyclist turned mountain biker.
Okay.
And she had strength coaches. You know, for her, you know, all of her cycling life. And I kind of brought a new aspect into her, corrected some things.
And how did that happen? Did you just say, you know, I'm watching you and you're kind of doing some things wrong? Or.
as politely as possible, I believe I was like, are you doing a full squat? And she was like, yeah, that's my full squat. I was like, is it?
Okay.
Well, can I give you a little advice on. Had to actually make that a full squat, like a worthwhile squat.
That's a very nice way of the introduction. Oh, it really is, because I'm thinking, you know, some people might kind of be put off, you know, if you just kind of go, you're doing that all wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Give them a chance to say, no, this is not my full squat. I'll show you full squat. And so, but she was like, no, this is how I squat. And I said, can I show you a little bit more range of motion? You can hit a little bit more of the muscle groups.
Oh.
Started working with her. She started getting much faster on the bike, descending better, more stability. Huh. You know, and so, okay, how'd you get so fast? Well, I started working with this guy.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you meet one person, and then they turn you on to another person.
That's how it works. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because my wife used to do figure competition, and she'd worked with a number of trainers. And so there was this one machine where this trainer had showed her that if she instead of facing the machine on this one, instead of facing away,
okay.
If you face the machine, it hit different muscles
and
worked out a different way. And I don't remember exactly the machine, because it's going back a number of years. And this guy who was a trainer was training just some other person, and he stops what he's doing, and he just kind of just goes over to my wife and says, you know, you're doing that all wrong. You're supposed to be facing the other way. And she just kind of looks at him and says, hey, I've been training for, you know, so he didn't handle it the correct way.
Right.
It was not politically correct.
And
the thing is, it's funny, because if you looked at my wife at the time, you could tell she knew what she was doing.
Right.
But
anyway, she's been in the gym before.
She's been in the gym before.
She's
exactly.
done this thing before. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, and then through that same gym, I met a person that worked for a high school in the city, and she was, you know, an assistant athletic director. And so she put me in touch with the basketball coach, who was looking to get more strength and conditioning for the basketball team beyond just drills, dribbling, suicides in the court and stuff like that. So I got hooked up with them. Started working with some of those basketball players. And then again, you know, one person tells another person.
Yeah.
And so between the cyclist, who then introduced me to one of the, you know, two-time mountain bike champ, and she has a bunch of professional teams. It's great. So I've been working with some.
Well, you're a nice guy too, so you're easy to, work with. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was thinking, you ever watch Seinfeld?
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no. I thought you were going to say, sadly, you knew every episode.
I'm from New York, and I just couldn't. I just couldn't pull. Yeah, Kramer was a little too much for me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of the episodes I was thinking about. Is where he, there's a famous one, you know, with Jimmy. He talks in the third person, right? And Jimmy's got these special shoes where there's kind of like a. You ever see like some of these old paintings? Where it's a religious painting, and they have a kind of like a weird sort of a halo around the Virgin Mary or something. Well, it kind of looks like that. He's got the shoe, and it's got this extra little part all around the shoe, and it looks really weird. But apparently, it helps Jimmy jump a lot higher than anyone else. And so, Kramer and George go on the circuit trying to basically I won't tell the whole thing, but basically trying to sell these shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, do you have any special equipment? Because I can just imagine, you know, if you're helping some of these basketball players and suddenly they're jumping 3 or 4 inches higher than they used to, the question would come, well, how well, how? Why?
Right. You know? Yeah. But do you remember those? Do you remember the shoes that used to have like the spring in the heel?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think those lasted very long.
No. It's so funny because actually those probably would give your body a good workout, I would think.
Yeah, jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah, that's effectively what it was. That's
effectively.
I mean, it's amazing. Jumping on a trampoline is exhausting.
It's exhausting.
I mean, as long as you don't land wrong. I mean, I remember going into, my kids were little doing, a bounce house.
Yes.
And the thing that was good about it is you rarely would get hurt unless you, landed on your head and neck or something like that. But that was exhausting playing with the kids in that.
Yes.
And I got to think that's got to be good for me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's great. I mean, was it the 80s that the trampolines were pretty huge? Yeah. Those little teeny tiny. My mom had one.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You bounce around all morning.
Yeah.
Just throwing. Yeah. But again, if you have those huge ones in your yard, thank God they started putting up those.
Yeah. The barriers.
Those barrier nets. Because I had plenty of friends that would just launch themselves off.
Yeah.
And just, there goes your shoulder.
That's right. Or worse, you land in a bad area on the springs.
yeah. The same
that
area.
That was a tough one.
Same area I hit on the bumper.
Exactly. As you can tell, this is a family show. So we like to keep it clean. Let's see. We got a couple more minutes before another commercial break. I'll tell you. So what are your biggest focuses when working with athletes? Is it to avoid getting hurt? Or is it specifically how to get stronger? What do you mostly focus on?
First and foremost, it's injury prevention.
Okay.
Because I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how fast you are or how long you can do something. If you hurt, you can't do it.
And when you get to be my age, which is almost as much as Methuselah, then, we don't recover as fast.
Right. The recovery, And injuries linger, right? Our bodies recover pretty fine, but there's always that little bit of scar tissue. There's always that, that little bit of extra give in the tendon or little muscle breakdown. So
I had an old associate of mine who was in his, I guess he was in his early 60s. Really funny guy. Loved this guy to death. And he hurt his thumb by peeling too many pistachios. And it's not that he injured it per se, but he just overworked it.
Right.
And so for months, he kept saying, man, pistachio thumb. That is, I can't get rid of the pain, So we have this thing called pistachio thumb.
Yeah, thank God for shelled pistachios.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then you have to worry about just popping them in.
I know, too many at a time.
Oh, my gosh, because it's amazing how many calories those are.
They're so
delicious. Do you work a lot with nutrition, too?
Ton, yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of nutrition for athletes and just the general public. Got the nutrition certification, plant-based more. I'm a vegetarian now.
Okay. What do you do for the protein then?
You can get, so that's the funny thing. You don't need a ton of protein. Even if you're a big lifter, it's more about carbohydrate timing, sugar timing, and then protein. It's about the timing. So you can, Kyrie Irving's vegan, and there are plenty of athletes now that are vegan.
Yeah.
They're getting plenty of vegan. Nuts have tons. Hemp seeds have 10 grams per 3 tablespoons, and eggs, If you're not vegan, you can eat eggs.
Yeah.
Some basic protein powders.
And I know that even though eggs have a lot of cholesterol, if you're constantly moving, you can move a lot of that cholesterol right through your blood system, right?
Sure.
I mean, forgetting hereditary.
Right.
Because that's going to be a big
So much of cholesterol is going to be based on genetics, and what kind you produce. And then, diet's going to play a big role. LDLs, HDLs, what kind of LDLs.
LDL is a bad one generally, isn't it? HDL is a good one?
So HDL is the quote-unquote good one, and LDL is the quote-unquote bad one. You can have different LDLs depending on, what's going on in the liver.
I don't know. It's all Greek to me. Yeah. Okay, here's our third and final trivia question. I tell you, this goes so fast, we weren't able to even cover some of this other stuff. We'll have to cover that next show.
It's a huge bum, yeah. Let's do it.
It's okay. All right. What historical event was overshadowed the same day by Nolan Ryan's 7th no-hitter, right? Something else happened on that same day, and it kind of overshadowed his 7th no-hitter. That's the question, all right? Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be back with some closing comments. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my special guest, Aaron Lautman, who is a strength training coach. Let's see. Last trivia question was, what historical event was overshadowed the same day by Nolan Ryan's seventh no-hitter? And I remember exactly where I was at the time. I owned a condo, and I was watching the baseball game at the time. Any idea?
An earthquake?
No. This is 1991.
Okay.
And Ricky Henderson stole his stolen base record over Lou Brock. And, you know, we were big Ricky Henderson fans, but I got to say the one embarrassing thing was, I still remember this. I think he played for Toronto at the time. He gets to third base and he breaks the record. And instead of just being really humble about it, he picks up the base, holds it over his head. People are cheering and he says, "I am now the greatest base stealer of all time." Well, you know what? You didn't have to say that. I mean, love Ricky, we all love you. Yes, we all know you are the greatest.
Yes.
Don't say you're the greatest. You know, let other people say you're the greatest.
He wasn't on the A's?
Not then. By then, he had been traded, I believe, to Toronto.
Okay.
Because in 89, you know, they won the World Series.
Right.
But then I believe in 90 or 91 he had gotten traded. I believe he got traded to Toronto back then. I mean, he played for a lot of teams.
Yeah, my brother would have known him. He's a huge Ricky fan.
Oh, yeah, and so was I for many years. And I still am. It's just that one thing.
I still like him. I like him.
I think one day he'll kind of look back and go, gosh, I've matured a little bit more. I probably shouldn't have said that. I mean, hey, we've all said things, you know, all these years.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Aaron Lautman, thank you very much for joining me at Sports Econ 101. It was a pleasure listening to about strength training and all the kind of fun stories. So here we're going to give our thoughts for the day.
Okay.
If you don't fight for what you want, don't cry for what you lost.
Good. I like it.
Bruce loves when I come up with these things. He's very philosophical.
Is this an Edward Brown original?
No, I wish I could say it. I steal these from the internet. And you read it on the internet, so it must be true.
It's got to be, yeah.
And sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
I like that one, too. Good stuff.
With those sappy thoughts, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, your host. We'll see you next week.